Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta, jacking hammers and bows. Back to the Mackin' and jacking the clothes. Adolescent.
Guys, I love that song. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for listening to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, and I appreciate you guys listening in. I see there are more people joining the show, and I appreciate that. As we embark on today's topic. Now, let's see. I want to look at something real quick, and it is the weather. Right now it's 84 sunny degrees in the ATL, and we're looking at a high of 92 today and a high of 93 tomorrow and 94 on Friday. And then we have slight chances of rain on Saturday and Sunday, headed for pretty hot. You know, seems like all the way through the weekend. Looking at 89 or 90 on Saturday. So if you guys have some plans outdoors like I do, planning some things outdoors this weekend, and if you do, just make sure that you, you know, have a plan B if it's raining, okay? Now, me, myself, hey, I'll barbecue in the rain. I've done it before, and, I can do it again, right? And I will barbecue in the rain if I have to. I mean, I'm not going to get started in the rain and cook in the rain like that. I won't do that. But if I'm already cooking and it starts to rain, I'll tough it out. I'll get me an umbrella. I'll get someone to stand out there with me and hold the umbrella while I do my thing or whatever. But I have been known, excuse me, to cook in the rain. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professional at CPA on Duty will help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, started yesterday with a theme for this week because it's leading up to Labor Day and a lot of people barbecue for Labor Day, right? So this week I'm doing a theme called barbecuing and smoking meats, okay? And so yesterday I did a segment teaching you guys how to properly start your charcoal, start your grill. And surprisingly to me, I had a huge show. And what I mean by that is I had a lot of listeners on the show on yesterday. And again, it's all because of you that I'm here. So I appreciate you guys tuning in to the show. Now today, I'm going to do a couple of things here. I'm going to give you guys my award-winning baby back ribs recipe. Now, I call them award-winning. Now, I hadn't won any big awards or anything like that. I hadn't been in any kind of smoke-off or nothing like that. But I did win an award for my baby back ribs. And it was within a... it was a challenge that some of my high school classmates put forth to me, okay? And I accepted the challenge, okay? And so we all got together, and they had theirs, and they had theirs, and they had theirs, and I was there, and I cooked mine, all right? And we had honest judges, none biased, no one was with me or anything like that. We had judges. And my ribs came out on top. So I call them award winning. I won an award for that. And I'm proud of my baby back ribs. I mean, if you've ever had them, if you're a friend of mine and you've ever been to my house and I did my baby back ribs, you know how they are, okay? And so I'm going to give you guys the recipe real quick. And then in the second part of the show, I'm going to talk about Do Black Lives Matter? And this is a group called Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to talk about them, tell you guys how they started and what they're about, okay? Because they are critical. I mean, they're serious right now, and we're going to get into that for us a little bit later in the show. But if you guys want to call in and give me your suggestions, or maybe you have something that you want to throw in on this recipe, I'm not going to add it to my recipe. I have mine. But maybe you want to add it to what you do with this same recipe. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number. And let me get into this. I'm going to go through it not too fast because I know some people called me yesterday and said that I was going a bit too fast when I was talking about doing the charcoals for the grill. So this recipe is called Lou's Wine Barbecue. So we have to prepare the marinade first. And the marinade is a 4 cups of water, 1 cup of red wine, 1/2 cup of distilled white vinegar, 1/2 cup of red wine vinegar, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon of powdered mustard, 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 teaspoon of celery seed, all crushed, a couple of bay leaves, 8 drops of red pepper sauce, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon. If you combine all these ingredients, that makes about 6 cups of marinade. Okay? So once you have the wine marinade prepared, you're going to take your ribs. You probably have 4, 6, 8 pounds of ribs. I usually use like 2 slabs of the baby backs. All right? And you could put them in a plastic bag if you want, or you could put them in that glass-type baking dish, you could put it in there. That's what I usually use. I put them in there, and then I pour the marinade all over the ribs. Cover them, and I put them in the refrigerator. And this says 4 to 6 hours. But a lot of times I'll do mine late at night for the next day, and I'll put them in the refrigerator and let them stay there until the next morning I get up and to do my cooking. All right? And then, of course, you're going to take them out to marinate the next day. And you're going to put them, you know, get your grill hot or whatever. Then you're going to put them on the grill. Cover, and you're going to cook them for about 1/2 hour. And then, here's the kicker. Toss out your marinade. Because you need to use your marinade to baste your ribs as they cook. What basting is, a lot of you guys don't know what basting is. What basting is I use a mop type baster. I got it and I dip it in there. It's like hanging cloth from a stick. That's all it is. Hanging cloth from a stick that you put in your marinade and saturate it. And then you brush it onto your ribs as they cook. Then you flip them over after 30 minutes. Baste them again. Cook another 1/2 hour, 45 minutes. Then you turn them over and do what? You baste them again, okay? And then you're going to take a little bit of that marinade and add it to 1/2 cup of dark brown sugar and 1 cup of ketchup. And then you're going to put the marinade in there with the brown sugar and the ketchup and so that it'll you know, get a little thick. The marinade is going to be thin, but once you put the brown sugar and the ketchup in with it, it's going to get a little thick. It's going to look like barbecue sauce. That's the consistency that you want to have for this sauce. Okay? And then you're going to take that and like the last 15 minutes of the cooking process, you're going to baste your ribs with this mixture of your marinade, your 1/2 cup of dark brown sugar, and your ketchup. And that's going to give it this glazed look. And then you let it cook for about 15 more minutes, no longer than that, because this dark brown sugar will start to burn on your meat, and it'll turn black. So you don't want that. So you don't want to cook it too long, okay? And once you take it off, it's 15 minutes. I usually cut my ribs while they're on the grill. Cut them between the bones while they're on the grill. And I lay them all out there on the grill, and I'll splash them with all this barbecue sauce, all this sauce all over, and get them right. Then after that, I'll take them on off the grill. They're ready. Then, and I use my award-winning baked beans. Now, well, my baked beans aren't award-winning, but I use my baked beans, and along with that, and I'll do maybe some boiled corn or something like that, and that makes for a great dinner. Okay, Lou's Wine Barbecue Ribs recipe. That was it. And if you guys missed it, if someone missed it and wants it, just you know, if you have my number, give me a text. I'll get it to you, or send me an email. Go through the show and send me an email, and I will send you the recipe. No problem. I have no problem sharing my recipe. A lot of people don't do that, but I do. I'm not like that. I want you to have it just as much as I do. Okay? So if you guys want that, just get in touch with me, and I'll get it to you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I said in the second half of the show that I was going to do a segment called Do Black Lives Matter? Now, what this is about is a movement, okay, called Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to read to you from Wikipedia what this group is about. Black Lives Matter is an activist movement in the United States that began in the wake of the July 2013 acquittal of George Zimmerman in the Florida shooting death of African American teen Trayvon Martin. The Black Lives Matter movement campaigns against what it calls police brutality against African Americans in the United States. The group received fresh impetus, I don't know what that means, from the 2014 deaths of two unarmed African American teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and 43-year-old Eric Garner in New York City. In both cases, the grand jury did not indict the officers, and no charges were brought. Several unnamed African Americans who died at the hands of law enforcement have had their deaths protested by the movement, including Tamir Rice, Eric Harris, Walter Scott, and Freddie Gray, whose death sparked the 2015 Baltimore protests. Numerous media organizations have referred to it as a new civil rights movement. Now, there was a lady, one of the news ladies said that they're classifying these guys as a hate group, a hate movement, okay? But that's not the case at all. The movement was co-founded by three black activists, Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Tometi. Although the three run a stable website and organization, the overall Black Lives Matter movement is a decentralized network and has no formal hierarchy or structure. The movement reached national awareness with the protests and unrest in Ferguson in August 2014. Okay. The shooting of Walter Scott by a white policeman, courted by a bystander who contacted a local activist involved with Black Lives Matter. they in turn contacted Scott's family to take possession of the video. Soon after the video was released to the public, the officer was arrested and charged with murder. The case is still pending. Now, that's all I'm going to read of this. Now I'm going to talk from my heart. I'm going to give you my opinion because we need, and I say we because I'm talking about not just African American people, but I'm talking about all people. We need people like this who are going to go and stand up for our rights. And usually if something like this would happen to an ordinary Joe Blow like myself, then I would contact these people and have them, you know, do something on my behalf because I'm trying to help someone out that I love that was killed on, you know, for nothing, so to speak. So we need groups like this. There hadn't been a group like this probably since Dr. King. That's why they're calling it the new civil rights movement. But again, we need organizations like this or people like this who will come forward and in numbers for the lives of people who, you know, don't have the means or whatever to hire some big time attorney and all this type of stuff. Eyes need to be on this type of stuff. And like the Trayvon Martin trial, you know, eyes were on that. And the guy in Ferguson, Missouri, eyes were on that. And all these, you know, T-shirts and stuff are being sold called saying Black Lives Matter. I mean, that's part of this movement. So, I wanted to bring some awareness to my audience because a lot of people don't know about this. But they are an organization or a movement, so to speak, that will come forward, you know, and against police brutality and unlawful deaths and things like that happen. And seems to be happening a lot more in our different communities, okay? And it's just getting worse and worse as the months and years go by, okay? It's been years since Trayvon Martin. And something else I wanted to say. Now, this girl in Texas that we heard about who supposedly, you know, hung herself in prison, in jail or whatever, over a weekend. That was all over the news, and now it's just nothing. I don't know what's going on with that case, but now it's just nothing. If anybody know anything about it, call me and tell me what's going on with it, because I don't know. All I heard was that the autopsy people said that it was an accidental death or a death by strangulation, a suicide. Okay, a suicide. And we lost a beautiful woman right there, whether she's black or white or Mexican or whatever, Latino, whatever, Asian, I don't care. You know, we lost a smart, beautiful woman right there. For no reason. And I won't say for no reason because, you know, all I can say is it was her time. How you go is not, you know, you can't predict that. When God's ready for you, you're going. So it was her time. Okay? And a lot of people don't believe that, but I do. some people for no reason. He's ready for you. You got something to do for him on the other side. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I hope that you guys have and I know it's just Wednesday, it's hump day and all this, but I hope that you guys have a great, great weekend. I hope you guys have a good holiday. I hope things go well for you and you stay safe and keep your family safe all weekend. I hope you party a lot and drink a beer for me and just have a good time. Enjoy your family this weekend. All right? Enjoy your family this weekend. Now, I want to do something before I go. I'm not going to go yet. I got about 15 minutes left in the show. Tomorrow, tomorrow's going to be Throwback Thursday. I tried to do it on last week, and I was having a lot of technical difficulties and couldn't get it going. But this week, I have all my music in line, and I'm going to do a Throwback Thursday tomorrow, which is some songs from the 80s and 90s, when we were younger, that we listened to coming up through different house parties and all this stuff. People don't have house parties anymore, but we used to have them all the time, okay? People used to have house parties all the time. And here's just a little snippet that I'm going to get into tomorrow. And this is how I'm going to get it started. Now, I know that you know, at some point you start, you started shaking your shoulders or doing something that where you felt what was going on right then. I mean, that was one of the greatest dance songs of our time when we were coming up, right? MC Hammer. And then I'm gonna slow it down a little bit. And I'm gonna stop hitting y'all with this. I'm gonna stop teasing y'all with this. But I'm gonna slow it down a bit, and because this is a song that I found, and I always think about my mama when I do this, or when I hear this song. And she's not with me anymore. I miss her terribly. And but this song reminds me of her. I mean, that's heart wrenching, man, to me. And I had to stop it, you know. So much, and miss her so much. I just wanted to play that a little bit. You know, I could feel my, you know, the tears start to in my eyes as I listened to the song. I just had to stop it, but here goes another little piece. I'm going to go.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Burgalicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasure, so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Burgalicious, but I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. Burgalicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can no other lady put it down like me. I'm burgalicious,
so delicious.
My body stays vicious, got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness, he's my witness. I put your boy on rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. Check it out. All the time I turn around, brothers gather around, always looking at me up and down, looking at me. I just want to say it now, I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama, I don't want to take it. Man. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys want to eat it, but I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele, because they say she's delicious, but I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious, I blow kisses, that puts them boys on rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. My body stays vicious, got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness, he's my witness. I put your boy on rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
I mean, tomorrow gonna be good. I believe that we're gonna, I'm going to try to hit it just like that. I mean, I can't do any mixing or anything like that. You know, I can't in and out of songs, weave in and out of songs and things like that. But my mixing is going to be where just like that. I play a song, I say something, play a song, come back in, say something, play another song. That's how my mixing is going to be. All right. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. I'm going to close it out now, and I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Same time, same place, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourselves, guys, and stay safe. All right. See you.
Friend around, I'm like, hey, yo, I'm a bougie arrow.
this my new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that bark bark with some cheesecake. Yeah. I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, hold my dick too conceited. Told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like,
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about money. Decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cussing. I wanna see her body, body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby. Just bring the animal right out of me. When I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud. Cause we poppin' like,
hey, all my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, I'ma take her out down. She bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, I'm a bougie arrow, got the roof at home.
We poppin' like, hey, we poppin' like,
but don't be actin' like
a nigga. Now I can spot your from a mile away. Valentine and that it's a holiday. You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Thomas says, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us. Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Apollonia. We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians. And my section left me, more lesbian. Got your beer, something new. Yeah, we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey,
yeah.
I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow.